So dramatic.
And Sierra.
Hi.
And Dee.
Hiya.
And today we are going to talk about Easter.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Have you guys seen Jesus Christ Superstar?
No.
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
You like actually, my brother's going to that show on the 13th.
I like it. It's like a rock opera. Mm-hmm. Of like
I like it. I mean, I'm not like, I thought it was interesting, but that's not my favorite.
No, I haven't seen it. Oh, that's okay. Dee and I, when we were in a field production together, we kept answering at the same time with the same answer. And Dee just turned to me and she's like,
we gotta stop doing this.
Yeah, she's like, it's too creepy.
It is too creepy.
We're like,
especially on the air.
Hey, we're like the Shining twins, okay?
We are. Because I think we're gonna burn the
whole
thing.
Do you wanna play with us?
Do you?
One of us.
One of us. All right, I'm done now. That's way too creepy for me.
I could try a little kid's voice, but I don't feel like it.
I'm too lazy.
Yeah, we, this past Sunday was, Palm Sunday.
Yep.
Like, where do palms come from? That's my question. Like, are they trees?
Palm trees?
Yeah, well, let's look it up.
That was my question.
I love Google.
Just look it
Google
up.
Google for life.
I mean, that kind of makes sense, actually, since they had to go through Egypt with Jesus.
Like, is there trees in Egypt?
Yeah. The palm.
There are? Yeah, like, when I think of Egypt, I think of, like, a desert.
Well, you would think that certain parts of Egypt aren't desert. Certain parts are. Yeah. Like, you have the Sahara, like, honestly, the Sahara doesn't.
You didn't wave.
I'm so sad.
Who was it?
Lawfer.
Oh, it's just
Jinx,
Lawfer.
Jinx, you owe me soda.
Yeah, and then we had to, like, stand the whole time. We were, like, the townspeople. I have a question.
Oh, what?
What do you think went through the townspeople's minds? Because they were, like, for Jesus, then they were against
it says
Jesus.
Palm Sunday was when Jesus entered Jerusalem with palm branches in his hands. In his path, I mean, before his arrest on Holy Thursday. So when he was walking into the city, there was palm branches all around.
Yeah, that he
then why did you ask?
No, I want to know where palms came from.
Like, well, they there's palm trees there.
Okay.
Yes, there are palm. have you not heard of palm trees?
Yeah, but I didn't think like that. Like, I didn't.
Oh, my Lord, Shannon, I'm so disappointed in you right now.
Wait a minute. If you look at, like, a palm tree.
There's trees in Egypt.
There are trees in Egypt, even though sometimes you can hallucinate when you don't drink enough water.
But yeah, there are actually trees in Egypt. It's like the desert here in Nevada. There's cacti there.
Well, it's cacti. Like, cacti.
Yeah, but it's still a plant. And there's flowers and bushes that still grow in the desert.
Yeah.
They just require less water.
They do look like this, okay.
Are you satisfied now?
Josh!
Because, like, I was like, why?
Are you satisfied now?
Yes.
Oh, my. Can't take you anywhere. So what about Easter?
Yeah, what about it?
Okay, honestly, whenever, hopefully, we have people 13 and over listening to our show.
No one listens to us.
No one listens to us, except for Malik. Like,
that's whenever. Because his girlfriend's on the show.
Oh, my gosh.
When you learn Santa's not real.
Kids, Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny are real. It's just Shannon is a non-believer, okay? There are real.
I'm a firm non-believer, too.
We just have non-believers on this show. Don't worry. I believe with you.
You child hugger.
I am.
No, but I feel like once you learn one.
Santa's like the god of all.
Once you learn Santa's not real, then you kind of assume everything else is not real.
Yeah. I didn't even assume, though. I learned
the first creature I questioned was the Tooth Fairy. That's the first one I questioned.
Oh, no. I was a true believer of the Tooth Fairy up until I lost all my baby teeth. And then I didn't get any more money. My mom was like, oh, yeah, I was just me. And I'm like, what?
Don't worry, kids.
Crushing your dreams.
The Tooth Fairy does give you... money. It's just Dee's mom misdirected the tooth fairy.
No, but when did I find out that Santa? Oh, my mom and my dad just basically gave up one year. And we're basically like, oh, yeah, we're just taking all your presents down. And we're basically, yeah, my parents crushed my dreams when I was a kid. It's okay. They're fantastic parents, though. You guys would love them. They're so blunt like I am.
I was like, Mom, is Santa Claus real? And like, she'd be like, yeah, he is real. But then after like the 50th time of asking her, she was like, no, he's not. Like, she had to say it. She was like, if you're going to keep asking me, obviously you know.
When I questioned Santa, I figured it on my own. My parents, till this day, still tell me Santa's real.
No, my parents, like, pulled off all the stops they made. Like, they ran down the hallway to see, like, the, like, reindeer were on top of the house and everything.
Yeah, at my cousin's house, they have, they plant, like, lollipops or whatever for the reindeer. And then when they wake up in the morning, there's, like, candy there instead of the lollipops. So it's like, oh, the reindeer have been here, and they, like, gave us candy.
Yeah, like, it was really funny. Like, my parents would, like, went all out because we would have Christmas Eve at my dad's parents, and then we would have Christmas Day at my house. They would put presents at my grandparents' house the day before we went. So, actually, here's how the Christmas goes for us. My mom's birthday is on the 23rd, and it's also my uncle's birthday.
Oh.
Yeah. So, we have, like, we have double birthdays, and that's actually really cool because then we have Christmas with my cousins. Well, they're not cousins, but thicker than, bond thicker than blood, but anyways.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, basically, we have that Christmas, and then we have Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day with my other cousins. So, fun, jam-packed day, and then we have my cousins that come from St. Louis. They come in, but I don't think they're doing that anymore, which is really sad.
Do you guys know your second cousins?
Oh, yeah. I've met, Shannon, I have met my fourth, fifth, and sixth cousins.
I've met some second cousins, but not all of them, no.
I haven't met all of them. Like, between my four grandparents, there's 23 siblings.
All I know is, like, this family called the Crawls.
Mm-hmm. The Crawls? Like, the Croods?
The girl, Kenzie. We were on the same softball team together, and she was like, we're second cousins. And I was like, that's cool.
I mean, if we're going to go by the Bible, technically we're all related. Just saying. Yeah,
shut up, Sierra.
Just saying.
No, but I actually went to school with one of my third cousins. She's my fourth cousin, actually.
But then we had CCD together.
CCD. What a time.
She was mean to me.
CCD was not a fun time for me.
I was being sarcastic. I really dislike CCD.
I don't really remember learning anything. Like, the people loved me. But
my second year there, the teacher.
So first grade?
Yeah, I guess.
You started in kindergarten.
Yeah. She told me no matter what I was going to do, I was going to go to where the devil lives no matter what.
Oh my god.
Yeah, she told me this. I would come home crying.
Oh my god.
Every weekend.
The head teacher, or like the principal of CCD, I don't know what you call her, the headmaster or headmistress, I don't know.
Head nun.
She's a terrifying woman, and you had to say the like Apostles Creed to pass to get confirmation. You had to look at her straight in the face. You had to look to the side because you had to say word for word or you did not pass.
Oh.
Okay.
I didn't pass CCD.
CCD.
I didn't finish CCD, so.
No, I had, like, my parents wanted me to finish CCD even though I hated it because they wanted me to be able to get married in a church. But I'm like, yeah, I don't view myself getting married like with the full mass church and everything. I would want like a non-traditional, having like a garden or something like that, like very like happy, like flowers, like not flowers everywhere, but flowers like in a decent part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The I went for the CCD for all 8 years.
So did I.
I didn't really encounter what you're talking about.
Yeah, we'll go to my life. We'll go to my life.
You know, Sam Alkes was not strict or whatever. We got this. My parents paid $50 a year, and we got this booklet. And then they taught us stuff, and then we would have a quiz at the end, but it didn't count for points. Like, you still, if you came, you got the year.
No, you had to, the way my CCD ran was, you basically, you had to remember what you learned the previous year, And that was basically what, and then you learned going up to the steps. And then basically to get your confirmation, you had to pass the test, say the Apostles' Creed. And then if you, well, before you actually got your confirmation, basically you had like your sponsors, your parents, and your grandparents write you letters and like how proud you are. Like you go read them in like a quiet little place. That was actually kind of cute because my grandfather wrote me a really nice note, and I wish I could find that because that would be like a great like thing to put in my memory box because I don't have much of him anymore. So, yeah.
Yeah, sounds like you actually went to Catholic school.
Oh yeah, Well, and the funniest thing was after we done with CCD, about 2 years later, I actually taught there for because I was in this teaching program for a teaching club for my school, and we basically got a free day of school. And you got to go teach at a Catholic school. And it so happened that it was the same school I had CCD with. And I actually went, I taught the kids that were, I first taught all the way up to, like, my senior year. So, basically, I saw them from, like, when they were first grade to fifth grade. And then they saw me from my freshman year, my senior year.
Aww.
Yeah, so that was kind of cool. Like, basically, they weren't graduating, but they were, like, almost graduating from, like, the higher grades, and I was graduating from high school.
Fifth grade was crazy, but yeah, I my sponsor, my brother, he didn't you know how they had all these requirements?
Yeah.
Because Catholic people are really strict.
Yes.
Like, he didn't fulfill one of the requirements.
Yeah.
But he still became my sponsor. We just he didn't get married in the Catholic church.
Well, yeah, my grandfather was my sponsor, and then right before my confirmation, he had his heart attack and was in the hospital. Yeah. And he actually passed away about a week after my confirmation. And it was such the most crushing thing in the world when my mom got the phone call about that he had the heart attack. I was actually getting, like, picking out my dress what I wanted. And I remember just, like, I actually dropped my dress and I almost collapsed to my knees. Because at that age, you kind of know, like, it was a second heart attack because he was an avid smoker when he was in. It was that time. Like,
smoking is bad.
Smoking is bad, kids. No, but.
Never smoke, kids.
At that time, it was like the thing to do. So he already had one heart attack. This was his second, and it fatally killed him. But it was. He at least got to live through it, but it was the crap. Like, that my grandmother stood in for him, but that was the hardest thing to do. Then losing him a week later was like, ugh.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'm being all depressing, guys. I don't like this.
Okay. I can't remember. What's confirmation?
It's whenever you become a soldier of God and you're supposed to, like, with the information you've gotten over the past 8 years.
You're supposed to take that and, like,
and
not
teach
like.
Teach people, like.
Basically be, like, the disciples, I think it was.
Yeah. Teach people what you learned. Like,
you can see you can see how much I learned in those 8 years.
Well, like,
Shannon,
because I know I had my first
the other.
Communion. I know I had my first communion.
Yeah, that's whenever you.
That's in like second grade.
Yeah,
I was the cutest little thing at that age. I had the weirdest picture though. My parents had me sit on the ground next to the dog food bowls, and I took a picture, and I had like missing all my teeth in my front row, and I'm like. I'll have to find you guys that picture because it's just so funny.
So I have a question. If you want to get married in a Catholic church, do you have to have confirmation?
Here's the thing. I don't know. Because if your spouse went through everything, can't you just ride off of...
Well, I mean, that's how my dad got married. Because he...
I think as long as one of you are, like, a member of the Catholic church, then that's okay. But I wouldn't... Like, that's something we would have to...
You would have to ask somebody. But you don't even want to get married in Catholic Church.
No, I don't. I absolutely do not.
I'm going to Google it. Are you going to Google it? Or
I'm not Googling.
Okay, I'm going to Google it.
I don't know if they'll answer, though, because it's a Catholic thing.
Yeah, but I feel like someone would have answered it. Like,
that's one of the first things that came up. Do you have to be Catholic and a Catholic?
She's kind of Catholic because she went through one of the things.
I was baptized and had my first communion.
Yeah, communion is
wait.
Like,
but I don't want
to. Okay, so it varies from church to church.
Okay.
Okay, so you can at least, like, you need to at least, you need to be at least baptized, have your communion or confirmation, so you have to have one of those.
Good. Well, I would just want, like, I do not want to get married in
because,
a Catholic church
well,
at all.
The funniest thing is, and it also says, if you or your spouse married before the marriage cannot be annulled.
I don't know. She's staring at me.
Because I want to say something, but I don't want to say it on the radio. About Danny's and I relationship.
Oh, okay.
But I find that very interesting. I knew you had to have at least something to get married in the Catholic Church. I just mm-hmm. didn't know, like...
So you have to have one of the two things.
Well, you have to have one of the
three. It was really funny because my uncle and I, we were having a big debate about whether or not if the LGBTQ+, their union should also be called marriage or not. And we got into, like, this big debate about it.
Pope Francis and loves the gays.
No. And we were talking, and he asked me, "Do you think they should call the union marriage?" And I said yes. And he's like, "Why?" And I'm like, "It's not, like, really religious anymore." And he turned to me, and he's like, "I think it's very religious and everything." And he was going off about
marriage. Oh, okay.
Yeah, marriage.
Yeah, it's marriage.
And
that's okay. He's a little ridiculous.
Like, and you can't argue with a true believer, so, like, I didn't know how to answer. And then I paused, and I looked at it, and I'm like, "Do you think I'll be married?" Like, I have a question for you, and he's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Do you think I would be married?" And he, like, looked at me, he was like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "Because I'm not going to get married in a Catholic church. I'm not going to have any religion to my wedding." And he, like, paused and he looked at me. He's like, "Well, are you going to get the certificate from the state?" I'm like, "Well, yeah." And he's like, "Then, yeah, you're going to be married in my eyes." And I'm just like.
That's like Katie getting married and then not calling it marriage.
Yeah, and I'm just like. And then it was really funny because as soon as he, we got out of the car because he took me home from here, he's like, "That was very good. I didn't know how to answer that or argue back with that." I was like, "Well, I mean. It's going to be the truth because, like, because I don't want to get married religiously-wise, and I told my mom this, and she's like, "Well, you don't want it now." I'm just like, "Mom." And she's like, "That's because you're in a different place at the moment." I'm like, "Mom, just stop."
Moms are always the best in, like, making things worse and sometimes better.
Well, it was really funny because the other day, we talked about that I'm going to wear a red wedding dress instead of a white wedding dress just to take off my grandmother. And she's
that
like...
That would definitely take her off.
My mom's like, "Well, you don't have to worry about the dress because your grandmother would get over it, but you have to tell her that you're not going to get married in the Catholic Church." I'm just like... I might die.
Well, no, you know the thing about, like, my grandma, she's so funny. When she punches, she, like, sticks her knuckle out and she, like, digs it into your skin. She basically, like, punches you with, like, a little, like, grandma little arms. And I'm like, "Oh, my God." It's so funny. Like, she actually bruised my dad when she punched him one time. It was really funny. I'm like, "You 75-year-old grandma. What?
You're a 75-year-old grandma.
Like, how can you hurt people? You're so tiny."
Just to tick her off. That's good, Sierra.
Well, no. She's been she doesn't like she didn't like my prom dress because it was.
I liked your prom dress.
Because she didn't like it because it was black. So.
Why? What's with everybody hitting on black?
So my mom and I were like, "You know what? When I get married, it's not gonna be white. I'm gonna go against everything."
My mom's dress, I think, was ivory, and the way I wanna. Manipulate
you want to destroy your mother's dress.
I do want to destroy my mom's dress, but I want to make it my own. Like, but I want to keep the illusion neck and the illusion back, but get the
my mom's wedding dress is purple.
Nice.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
And so I'm so happy you're wearing purple today.
Yeah.
Well, oh no, Malik, watch out.
Oh no. We gave her ideas.
We're like, Shannon's gonna kill us after this.
She'll kill us in the next 3 years. She has got time.
Yeah, but who's gonna kill each other first? Is it gonna be you and me, or Shannon?
I think it's gonna be Shannon.
Well, you guys are gonna be living together.
That's
very. I'm trying to show you like what kind of wedding dress I want. I guess I'm getting married in the winter because I want long sleeves.
Well, that's what I want sleeves too. My mom's like, well, that's a winter or fall kind of dress.
I think the perfect time to get married is like the transition between summer and fall.
I like this dress.
Let me see.
I found my wood.
It's pretty.
Well, it's not bad. Because I don't like.
Don't worry, Malik. She's not actually going to ask you to marry her.
Because everyone's like, oh, I want the ball gown.
No. The ball gown drowns you out. And it's really, like, it takes three people to help you to
look,
go pee.
I don't care. I'm a princess. No.
She's
going to
get a random ball gown.
Well, even though my mom's just
going to get over here.
Well, even though my mom's like,
I'm gonna
like,
live in that dress.
The funny thing is, I even want a ball gown because I want a ball gown that has a detachable train and a detachable skirt. So then I have like a sort of fit to flare kind of bodice.
Yeah, that was like fit to flare.
And more or less.
Yeah, I know. So, like,
and then my mom, she's like, don't get married in the winter because snow might ruin your wedding. I'm just like, okay.
No, I think that, honestly, my opinion, the best time for a wedding is like the transition between summer and fall when it's not too hot and it's not too cold.
That's like October.
Or it's like around my birthday. It's like around like the last week of September, the first week of October. That was when actually Dylan's sister's wedding was the 2 days.
We should tell Malik not to listen to this one.
I don't know if he's listening because we're live.
Oh no.
For me
to pick a wedding month, it would depend on which month has the least amount of celebration.
September.
Mine's November. We only have one birthday in November in my family so far. So.
Oh, you're talking about like birthdays.
Okay, birthdays. And then birthdays. See, my family's all over the place. Like we have like a birthday in every single month.
Yeah, mine, like basically mine too. But like I try to look for, because October and March have the most for my family.
See, with my family, we have at least one in like every, like we have one or two every month. So ironically, my cousin and my grandma are born on the same day, and my cousin and my grandpa are born on the same day also.
Mm-hmm.
But like September, October, November, and December, that's my mom, my dad, me, and my cousin. And then like January, like we had nothing in May and nothing in February or January.
I remember when I was in high school, they had this news segment about this couple that got married on Halloween Day. And my mom looked at me, she's like, you would do something like that, wouldn't you?
I can see it.
I'm just like, what made you guess that? That's been my plan all along.
I wouldn't like that. I mean, I don't want to do my, like, if I would get married, I would not want to have my wedding near a significant holiday.
No, do it on April Fool's, and then everyone thinks you're not actually getting married.
Ironically, Dylan's birthday is 2 days after April Fool's Day.
Be like, be like, hey, my birthday's on April 1st. Yeah, right.
I actually know, like, tons of people that have their birthdays on April 1st, and I feel bad for them.
Oh, I bet they get pranked on constantly.
It's George and Fred Weasley.
Oh, is it really? No wonder they do so many pranks.
Yeah, I don't know why I remembered that. I just know. I don't know. It's too far in the future. Because here's what I see. Here's my future, guys.
Okay, talk to us.
So, like, this summer, job somewhere. I don't really care. I'll probably work in retail. Just some job. Because I don't really feel like getting an internship, and no one really wants a freshman as an intern.
You really shouldn't be, technically we shouldn't even be looking in for internships until
our junior year.
Or even, late junior year or early junior year.
Yeah. And then
fall semester, Disney. But I have to apply for it first.
So you seem like you got it.
If I got it, I would not be here next semester.
And I'll be hella sad.
Sophomore year, and then try to get an internship, maybe not, and then, after college, get a job somewhere. I kind of want to go to New York and just work at NBC or ABC, somewhere in those big firms.
Mm-hmm.
Move away from Pittsburgh, because I've been here all my life, and then...
See, I can't imagine myself not living in Pittsburgh, because I'm not kind of...
I want to explore more. Like, maybe I'll come back.
I want to travel. Like, that's, like, come back, go away for, like, 4 or 5 days and then come back and be like, okay, now I'm home. Like, I can, like, can go back to normal now.
Or go to go to San Francisco.
No, it's going to sink.
What?
It's going to sink.
California's going to sink.
Oh, God.
Like the Titanic. Bon voyage. I'm sorry. I'm terrible.
And then.
This is why I will never go to the Oscars.
Have a good job.
Not because I was invited, but because.
I hate you.
Thank you.
And, like, I have a steady job, and then somewhere in there I get married, and then, yeah, all that jazz.
And the marriage will come after I get a steady job and pay off some of my loans.
Like, people get married at, like, 21, and, like, it's like, no, no, stop it.
People get married when they're 18, 19, 20, till they're 98. Okay. The only youngest, I say you can marry whenever you want to, as long as you're not, like, both underage. Or one of them's underage.
Yeah. You really can't.
Unless it's a shotgun wedding.
What's a shotgun wedding?
When the girl's pregnant. And the dad's, like, holding a shotgun to the man. He says, you're going to marry my daughter. You're going to make an honest woman out of her. That's why he did, though. That's why it's a shotgun wedding, because, like, supposedly fathers of the daughter would, like, go to the guy's house and have a shotgun to his face and be like, you're going to marry my daughter. That's why they call it shotgun weddings.
No.
But you know how, like, everyone's like, cigarette smoke is bad, but, like, everyone, like, so many people vape, and it just, then you
it's a, well, the thing is that, this sounds terrible, and I'm probably gonna have a lot of people that vape hate me. There's still nicotine in vape.
That's what I mean. And then
there's
they
still nicotine.
They get addicted, and they just, and then they're like, oh, I need, like.
It's not any safer, it still has nicotine.
Yeah.
It's basically you're just trading in cigarettes for something else.
Yeah.
It's not even like you're getting better or anything.
It's like, well, it's like cigarettes for the longest time have been the trend, and now it's vaping.
Well,
it's the same thing as cigarettes. It's
because
just
they're a lot, because it's a lot
cooler looking.
It's a lot cooler looking, but I would never do that because that's like, I mean, I don't believe in that kind of stuff because it's destroyed many people that I know. And I'm rather not get myself into that and put, like, my family and my body through that.
Did you know that one hand grows, like, the nails grow a bit, like, faster than the one?
Yes, I have noticed that. Like, I bite off my nails because I get anxiety sometimes. So I bite them off and I chew them and I, yeah, whatever. Well, no, did I tell you guys the story? My mom threatened, she'd give me, like, acrylic nails or, like, the actual acrylic nails if I didn't stop biting my fingernails. She never did it. So I still bite my nails to this day. And even I sometimes do it when I'm Skyping with her and she's like, stop it. And I'm like, sadie. Like, I can't help it. It's a
bad habit.
It's a nerve habit.
Yeah. I think saying like is my bad habit.
Oh, my gosh. My aunt used to get on me so bad when I say like. Because she used to say to me, she's like, you said like 50 times. Like, I just did there, and I'm like, and.
I used like a lot when I was younger. It was like the word I used every five, like every third word was like when I was younger.
I mean, honestly, I view like as a like thinking process, because you say like to like really get what you want to say to a point,
mm-hmm.
But it's a filler word. Like, my aunt like called me out when I was in like sixth grade and she would call me out every time I come over.
The my neighbor, Mr. Buckley.
Mr. Buckley. Shout out to Mr. Buckley back home in Moon Township, yo.
We're in Moon Township.
I don't care.
Don't yell.
Sorry.
I'm
loud.
Me and my friend Grace, who has called into the show before, would say like every third word. And he said, oh, you guys are like good Valley girls. And I was like, what's a Valley girl? And then you look it up and they're like chewing gum and they're like, lang, lang, lang.
Like, what are you doing? Like, well, no, like, what are you doing tonight? Like, oh my god, like.
OMG.
I can't even with you. Like, you're so annoying.
Like.
That's so accurate.
Like, you're just so annoying. Like. I can't even.
Oh my god. Yeah. Basically.
OMG, did you see her Snapchat?
OMG, I can't even. What project was that for? Because with the yellow things.
Huh?
The Q-tips, not the Q-tips. Those yellow.
I already told you this is for my drawing class.
Oh.
My art class.
Was it you?
Yes.
Yes.
Your hair isn't that yellow.
I know. He told me this, and I'm like, really? I hope he doesn't listen.
BA. I'm not a fine arts kind of person.
Thank you. I should probably switch, but nah.
I know.
I'm already committed. I'm committed now.
You're only a semester into it.
I know. I have so many drawing class. I have so many art classes after this.
I come back to us.
No.
That's what you want to do.
She wants to make movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, cause like you would think BA could do movies too.
Well, they do. It's just apparently, from what I remember, they said the BFA is like geared more towards like documentary people.
I don't like documentaries.
I don't either, but they do very well with lighting and all that, and like I want to make a good movie, so like lighting is like perfect.
Yeah.
Perfecto.
So, yeah. What are you taking next semester? Have you guys decided?
Not yet, because my academic advisor just schedules my this semester for me. So.
What? She just tells you? You don't even.
Well, sorry. When I like put stuff in my notebook, whatever they told us to do in our freshman seminar class, I did that. And when I went and talked to her, she's like, okay, here's what I have for you. And she literally had everything filled for me.
See,
and I was like, all right, that's fine.
See,
I
how
care.
I did it with Van Hollow was I basically had like my ideas and she basically had the same ideas. But like I this semester I have what days, what times, and I just don't have the location because my laptop decides to be stupid and not let me click on the actual location.
Yeah, I know I'm taking, what's it called, post-production?
Yeah, we have to take that.
Intro to photography.
Oh, I won't take that until my junior, senior year.
I'm kind of hoping I can convince Von Holland to let me skip a semester of art.
Why?
Because I already want to cry for the past two semesters of art classes. Can I just have a break?
Well, it's really your
major.
I know it's my major, but like I'm so tired.
And then I have no math classes anymore.
Woo!
And so the next thing is multicultural communications. But I want to take my gen eds, and then I want to take history, but if I don't take history, it's no big deal, because there's other stuff to take. Like, I'm not taking psychology.
I won't take psychology or sociology.
I want to get my science done, because I hate science so much.
Oh my gosh, I can take science.
I hate science.
I like science. My teacher, Miss Robson, she was great.
I like the experiments. I don't like writing about them.
Just have me
do experiments. Just show up, light the Bunsen burner, and then I'm done.
I think I might. Isn't there like, what's it called with the sky and stuff?
Astronomy.
Yeah.
I want to take astronomy, but I don't know if I am allowed.
I'm taking argument and research, media management, aesthetics of cinema, color and lighting, post production.
Are you gonna take that art that class that she?
I'll take that probably in the spring because I already am fully loaded with. Like, actually, funniest thing is my schedule is the same as last semester, just the times are different. So I have one class, two class, three class, one class, one class.
I want to schedule it so that I have no classes Monday or Friday.
That is like a perfect world.
I know. See, my thing is, like, if I wanted to do that, I would need to have an hour and 15 minutes of argument and research, and I'd rather just have it for...
Oh, it wasn't bad.
See, I really want to have, like...
Take, Snurberger. I don't know.
Well, people, Lazanne, like, people tell me to take her, and I'm like, I don't know who to trust anymore. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. But I got lucky. My day is the 10th.
Oh, I mind the 2nd. Like, to talk to her.
Oh, no. Like, my
registration
day.
No, to register.
My registration day.
Mine's on... Yeah, I'm so jealous. I'm the 17th.
But, you know, I won't have this next year because I won't be in ESP anymore because I don't even know I'm going to be in ESP theater because they told me I'm on the wait list and I'm really mad.
I don't know when my day is, but
you should probably look. Mine's on a Saturday at like 7:15 at night.
8 o'clock in the morning!
That freaking sucks.
It's so weird how we have to do it.
I mean, I like how it's basically like...
I find it weird. I feel like... What?
So, I'm hosting... Trending Now next semester with Luke Yost.
What oh boy, that? What's that going to be about?
Like anything that's trending now.
Fun.
Can we be a part of this?
No.
Well, no, it's a TV show.
Oh. Can I be a part of that?
No.
But yeah. Yep. Morgan's like construing everything. Is that a word?
Yes.
Can I direct that?
You can ask her.
Because I want to direct as much as I can.
To get more experience.
Yeah, like, I want to produce and direct, but I like, all the producing jobs are taken now, so yeah. I don't know.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to get Monday next semester. I don't really want Monday next semester. That's the thing for RMU Live. I want to be, if there's the freshman class is big enough, I want to be the executive producer.
Oh, I wanted to do that also.
Can't steal my job. you probably should produce before you executive produce.
Yeah, I think, I don't, like... I might be asked Lawfer.
But, hey. If there is no, if the freshman class is small, then you can be my assistant producer. But you can only be my executive co-producer. I don't know how this works. Probably just wages and stuff. What are you laughing about?
Because, Shannon, like, from what I've known from you, you always want to be the boss of something. And then you're like basically telling D that no matter what, you have to be her boss. You have to be her boss.
I mean, she's already my boss anyways.
Yeah.
And I don't even really like no offense, I don't even view you as my boss. I feel like you're like a coworker basically.
Yeah, everyone's a coworker on
our like
we no, like, there's tears.
We work together.
Yeah, there are tears.
We work together to try and push through all the difficulties that comes with RMU Live.
It's really a team thing. Communication is really key in the workplace.
Amen, sister.
Because if there's no communication, everyone gets agitated.
Oh! Like, I remember when...
So we're trying to add, like, more communication. Like, if I want a full screen in for, like, 7 seconds, I put it in there so she knows only for 7 seconds.
I remember...
And I appreciate that. And I think, and honestly, I think you producing both Monday and Friday shows, that's actually gotten you a lot better with... labeling things a lot better.
Yeah, because I used to just put like the cities of what the thing was, and then I didn't like label the video. But now I label the video.
No, but I would like, I mean, I would like to produce, but I don't like, that's like how much work you have to put in, and I'm like, I'm not lazy, but I'm not like,
oh, you have to do it. It's, you really have, it's dedication.
And I just don't have that like stamina to do things.
We should do a soap opera.
Oh, that'd be so
did
much fun.
Did you see what I put? I said, RMU should do a sitcom. And then everyone's, but I think that's kind of like, they're like, that's what RMU Live's for.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Like, RMU Live
is like
no.
Jimmy Fallon.
Well, better question, is RMU Tonight going to be on next semester? Probably not.
Okay. But Morgan.
Have people talked about that?
Morgan wants to like take it over.
Yeah, because Jocelyn doesn't, but Morgan's going to be graduating next semester.
No, not, but the fall, not next semester. Well, like, yeah, she's graduating. The end of that semester.
Yes, basically we only have her for one semester, so basically then somebody else has to take it over the second semester.
Probably we should have very over-dramatic soap opera. Very, very dramatic.
What are you talking about? We're not overly dramatic at all!
Like someone dies and then their evil twin brother or sister comes onto the show.
Are you guys hungry?
We just ate. Why ate?
I had a smoothie because...
I could buy your dinner for you.
Okay, thank you.
You know what I'm craving? Hot chocolate.
You are? I haven't drinking hot chocolate in a while.
I could just go for like a snack.
There's no show this Friday.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Obviously, it's Good Friday, and I won't be here because I'm going home, and I have to film my. You get your final project for an Corin's class.
You have to film it.
I'm filming my final project because I'm not going home until finals week is over. Yes, so...
I don't know what my final project would be about.
Well, I'm basically doing my final project
Explain
on...
Explain it to me if we're going to talk about it.
I'm doing... Well, basically, so you have to... It's basically what you did for this project. Basically, just, like, it's 3 to 7 minutes.
Oh, but you can change your subject.
You can change your subject or you can elaborate on it. Like, I'm doing
it has to be something completely new, though.
Yes, it has to be something quote-unquote completely new, but...
Like, yeah. You're allowed to use old footage, but you also have to film new stuff with it.
Yeah, you have to basically not create a new... you have to create a new concept, but you can have the same, like, idea. Okay. So, like... I'm doing, like, my project on my brother and I, like, how my mom has dealt with our disabilities, how she's been, like... How does every situation be different?
You know, it's weird because before you even said that, I was thinking of my mom.
Moms are the greatest. No, like, they're underappreciated. To all the moms in the world, thank you.
Like, you know, you know how Logan did had to be a loiterer?
Oh, that was so funny.
Like, so someone made a joke saying, "Next, you can do literally how to be a loiterer." And he's like,
I'm using that.
Yeah, he's like, I really like the idea because I was going to do a jaywalker, but I like littering better.
I did a lot of jaywalking in Boston, guys.
I jaywalk everywhere.
Well, like, Boston was crazy, man. Like, but you, like, people, you think Pittsburgh's bad? Like.
Well, Pittsburgh, no offense to Pittsburgh. I love Pittsburgh. We're not that big of a city.
We're really not.
We're not.
Compared to everyone else, yeah.
Like, Boston's huge, like. Just getting around the city, like, going, like, 2 or 3 blocks was a struggle.
A struggle.
Like, Philadelphia is way bigger than mm-hmm. Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I've been to Chicago. And where else? Like, other cities. I think that's it.
And I've only really been to Pittsburgh and now Boston.
I only been to Pittsburgh, and then I went to Tennessee, but I went to Gatlinburg. Mm. That's a tourist spot. It's not an actual city.
Oh, I've been to Charleston, but that's, like, city, but also touristy.
Yeah. People in Boston probably always think, like the tourist.
I have been to Ocean City. I forgot. I have been to Ocean City.
Oh, yeah, I've been to Ocean City also.
I've been to a lot of places. Oh, I've been to Ireland. What am I thinking?
I went to Florida, but I didn't go to. I went to.
Oh yeah,
Disney.
I did go to Florida.
I want to go back to Disney so much. Let's go to Disney.
I've never been to Disney. I want to go to Disney.
Let's go to Disney then.
Spring break, senior year.
Not spring break. We want to go in the winter. Best time is February. That's the best time to go.
Break in.
No, we don't. That's why we had the missed classes.
Okay.
I think 3 or 4 days.
Just to, like, go off of the events, like, Shannon saw something on Sierra's face. Shannon saw something on Sierra's face, and she started scratching it off, and she could not get it for the life of her.
It was like, I was there for three or four days, because, and then I didn't even go to all the parks, so.
The thing is, we went for a day. It was miserable and hot. It was, like, the middle of July.
Yeah, you want to go... In February, because not a lot of people go in February.
Yeah.
And the weather's not terrible then.
And then, like, everyone was complaining, and we were all sweaty, and we were dehydrated, and then we got to a restaurant, and we, like,
I almost passed out at a theme park. My parents and I went to...
But I loved Universal. Go on.
We were in Hershey, because I was at a tournament, and it was so hot, and I almost passed out from dehydration, because...
When I was at Disney for the marching band, we had 2 girls pass out during the parade because of how they had heat
stroke.
Beautiful! Disney's hot.
Yeah. So that's why we have to go in February.
Okay, I'm down for that. We can pick a. We can do whenever.
Just a weekend in Disney.
Just a weekend in Disney.
The thing is that depending on how our schedule is, we can probably make it that it's more than just a weekend.
I like that. Especially senior year when we don't have many classes to take. We can make it like a weekend and a half.
You're graduating a semester early.
Yeah.
Well, it depends. I can.
Yeah, if you're graduating a semester early, then I only be the only one missing class then. And I don't care about missing class.
Yeah. I haven't decided if I, like, depending on how everything goes, because I want a minor and everything, like, how that'll all shake out. Like, with classes and everything, so.
Well, depending on what we're taking our senior year, we can probably miss a couple classes, especially if it's our gen ed classes.
Yeah. I would love to go to Disney.
Then let's go to Disney. I want to go to Disney. I really want to go to Disney. That's where I want my honeymoon.
Make a whole group trip out of it.
That's what I want my honeymoon to be at Disney.
That's a bust. I want to go to like Ireland or Amsterdam for my honeymoon.
Nope, Disney. I want to be treated like a princess.
Princess.
What's your dream job, D?
Oh, I want to be a producer and director. Like
a news station.
Oh, I want to be an editor and producer at a news station.
The thing is, like, I like news. I like what I'm doing, but I want to explore more. That's why I said the sitcom thing.
But my biggest aspiration is I want to be a director of a whole entire studio. Like, you know me, I'm very ambitious with this kind of stuff. So I'm kind of like trying to get my bearings and get as much experience as I can.
I want to make movies that everyone thinks is terrible, but once I'm dead and it's like 100 years later, they're going to think my movies are classics.
I like Sierra's aspirate.
It's a total Sierra thing to do.
Yes.
Everyone hates them at the time, but in 100 years, they're going to be like, this is the best piece of art ever.
It's just like when Star Wars first came out, and everybody was like, oh my gosh, it's Star Wars. Then now it's like, holy crap, it's Star Wars.
I don't know. I'm all about the original still. The originals are way better.
Well, no. So, my funny story. My parents watched Pitch Perfect 3 over the weekend, and they were like, it was awful. I'm like... Well, my mom always gets my dad, like, the DVDs of these movies, and he even told her, don't get the movie. Like, don't buy the DVD of the movie. Like, you can tell how bad it is when my dad doesn't even want the movie.
Yeah, it's like, some parts are funny, but, like, there was no reason to do a third.
I mean, I think definitely two would, like, two or even one would have been fine.
The first one was fine.
Yeah, the first one I liked a lot. The sequel...
The thing is, they totally kick out Becca's boyfriend.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. None of them wanted to come back.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, they didn't want to come back, and I was very upset because I'm like, you can't. Like,
the only reason I like this sequel is because Magic Guy gets a girlfriend.
Oh, Benji!
That's the only reason why I like the sequel.
And that was such Benji a perfect couple, too, because they're both so nerdy.
Because Benji is adorable.
Have you guys seen Roseanne?
Yes, and my dad's like, remember, the new season starts tonight.
I have not seen that, but I've wanted to, like, watch the old, kind of, like, the old, like...
Oh, it's great. Her laugh.
Oh, I know her laugh. It's contagious. It's the greatest laugh in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's just, like, about a family, and it's just...
I think my favorite part is that they have everyone back.
Yeah. I like that. I mean, like, Fuller House, like it's not the same without...
They do make jokes about it, though. They do make jokes about Mary Kate and Ashley.
It's not the same without the Olsen twins, but I understand, like, they're off on their own paths and whatever. They didn't even use the same twins that they had for Becky and Jesse's twins. They didn't even use the same twins because they didn't want to come back.
Really? I thought they were.
No.
The thing is, they couldn't even remember it.
They really couldn't even remember it because they were literally, like, four.
I watch Fuller House because my little cousins, they love it. And that's the only thing I really found funny is that they make jokes about Mary-Kate and Ashley not coming back.
Well, they actually wanted to have their younger sister, Elizabeth, be her part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just find it so funny because they're like the first episode, it's like, yeah, Michelle wanted to be here, but, you know, she's all the way in New York, and they just all look at the camera. That's the only really funny
part.
That
was funny. I love Fuller House. Like, I couldn't wait
for... Wasn't there rumors that they were coming to the show?
Not that I was aware of.
I don't know. I watched, like, the first episode.
I only watched the episodes that my cousins made me watch, and it's really funny because did they just start season three or I know they did season two.
They did a first part of season three, and then they did like a 7-episode continuation because you left them on you were left on a cliffhanger because you guys want a spoiler alert kind of thing, or do you,
I'm not gonna watch it, so yeah.
Okay, so basically you have DJ and Steve, they're both engaged, and Steve is getting married to somebody else, and DJ is about to get engaged to somebody else. And so DJ then tells who she thinks is Kimmy that she still has feelings for Steve, and he's like freaking out because he's like, oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I'm getting married, and yada, yada, yada. And so eventually, they're at the wedding, and he basically tells his bride, I can't get married to you. And then TJ tells her fiance, I can't marry you either. So basically, now they're back together, I'm assuming. And the funniest thing was her DJ and her fiance ran a business together.
How were they gonna? Oh my goodness.
Well, now DJ's ex fiance left the business and actually opened a new pet store down the road. So much drama all in the past like 10 seconds.
Oh my goodness. But
It's actually a pretty funny show. I enjoy it. My brother and it's the one show my brother and I will watch together. That's hilarious.
Steve was just Steve just ate the food and then he left and just it wasn't that big of a contributor to DJ's life.
There were not rumors, but apparently the director of the show or producer has been asking them for the past 3 years.
Yes, they've been constant.
And he's like, you know what? I'm done asking them. The door is still open if they actually do want to come, but I'm done asking.
I knew he stopped asking because, honestly, they're so, done with that kind of stuff. They don't, I can see
for where... For me, I think it all depends on how you ended the show with. If it was, if you ended it angrily, then yeah, I understand if you don't want to go back. But if it's
they were so young too.
Yeah, that's one of the arguments is that maybe they resent working.
Well,
that show because they were so young.
I mean, they started when they were freaking newborns. And
6 months.
Yeah. Right, six. All right.
That's what the article I just read said.
All right, 6 months. But you go from 6 months to being 5 or 6, that time. Those are not the formative years, but those are the first formative years. And then you basically, they still were child stars. They had movies together because they were twins and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And then they went buck wild.
Yes.
What do you mean?
They did drugs.
Yeah. Oh. And I think one of them married a 35, like a 40, 50-year-old or something like that. Cool. To each his own, but whoa.
Says the girl who's dating a 21-year-old.
Almost 22.
Yeah, but there's differences in decades and couple of
look, years. I would date I wouldn't date a 50-year-old, but I would date a 40-year-old.
Right now?
Yeah.
That's cringeworthy.
I don't know, man.
To me,
you're in different spots in life.
Well, it's the same with
you're having a little difficulty there, Shannon.
It was the same with, no offense to Dee and her relationship, but that's the same with a freshman and a senior. A senior's already going to be ready to leave and get his own job while a freshman's just starting school.
That's true.
I mean, that's a struggle that I have faced. I constantly think about, he's going to be off in the world. He still hasn't found a job yet, but he still works at a distillery. Once he gets out of college, he'll work for the distillery a lot more. Until he finds a real job and he'll move into an apartment.
That is a real job. The distillery, because there's some people in there who actually work for that for a living. So that is a real job. Don't say it's not a real job.
I mean, it's his part-time job.
There you go.
He wants a full-time job in mechanical engineering. And so I'm kind of trying to help him with that, but nothing I seem to do doesn't work.
And also to that, I'm not saying this is your relationship, but other relationships like that, usually the senior wants to settle down while the freshman doesn't want to settle down yet.
See, I'm with me.
You're the exception, so you don't count.
I'm one in a million. I think about the future with people. I try to imagine myself in 10 years. I'm I could totally see myself getting married, having kids, and being a successful successful woman. But whether that is with my current boyfriend or with somebody else, you never know because there's 3 years in between. There's 3 school years in between the two of us.
I was someone read my palm and they told me I was gonna get married in my late 20s.
I mean that's about the age Dylan and I want to get married.
That's what I was told. I was like, okay.
Well, Dylan wants to get married when he's 28. I'm 26.
I'm what's late 20s?
28, 29? 26?
24?
That's early 20, idiot.
Like 27.
27
dresses. That was a weird movie.
50 First Dates. Oh, that was such a good movie. I watched that and I cried. The ending was just...
I just find it funny that Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler have that deal that every, is it 5 or 10 years, they do a movie together?
Yeah. Well, it's really funny. I haven't seen Adam Sandler in, like, any movies recently.
You know what? I'm going to Google why.
Why, Adam Sandler?
Well, they're supposed to be making Grown Ups 3, apparently, but I don't know how that one would have shaken out.
Why are there so many sequels?
See, okay, wait. My thing is on sequels, if they're good sequels, then that's okay. Like Fast and Furious, great sequels.
Yeah, I never saw
them. Oh, Shinon Nan, you're so disappointing me right now.
I just know they race cars.
It's such a good movie. It's much more than race cars. It's about family. It's about fighting to survive without getting caught.
Here's an article. Adam Sandler's inexplicable career explained. Inexplicable.
Okay.
Oh, apparently Adam Sandler is writing a racist movie.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Okay, let's see. Where is it? Apparently Adam Sandler's career died last week.
What?
Well, I mean, he'll make out with, like, billions of dollars because he produced in...
Oh, no. They're talking about... Okay, this is, like, last year. They're talking about Pixels. They're saying that Pixels ruined his career.
I thought Pixels was good, though.
I didn't see it.
Oh, great movie. I must be wrong, then. Well, I mean, there's a time where everybody needs to, like, retire. But, I mean, if you, like Leonardo DiCaprio, like, praise him because he will never... Like they will always want Leonardo DiCaprio in movies, yeah. But you have to be like one of those elite actors to get the roles in like later times, like Harrison Ford with being Han Solo and
Indiana Jones
and
Han Solo. Harrison Ford did amazing that he ended up with two very famous roles. Usually, you're just known for one, or you break out of it and become your own person. But Harrison Ford had two famous roles to him.
I mean, Harrison Ford is just something else. I mean, who's another like really elite actor that had more than one role? I can't think of one off the top of my head, but it was like that. If you could be that elite, and people always want you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, who was Director Fury in the Avengers with Michael
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson. He will be known for Fury and
Snakes on a Plane.
Yeah. Or then you have Tom Cruise.
I don't like Tom Cruise.
I mean, I'm indifferent towards him, but like the Matrix and Mission Impossible. Still haven't watched all of those movies yet.
Yeah, but he's something else.
Yeah.
I've heard stories.
Everyone's had heard stories.
Love you said that so creepily and it really freaks me out.
Well, I like the one rumor about him is that he's actually gay, but he won't come out because he's an action star and Hollywood won't allow a gay action star. I'm not saying it's true. I'm not saying that he actually is gay.
No, but I'm just saying, like, the guy who played Gaston in The Beauty and the Beast, he's also an action star, and he's openly gay.
Well, Tom Cruise was established before people were okay.
Okay, that makes sense then. Yeah. I can understand that.
And then whatever happened to his ex-wife?
Hasn't he had like 4 or 5 ex-wives?
Well, is her name Katie Holmes?
Yes.
I've heard of that name, yes.
Yes.
You know, apparently, because she was in the very first Batman movie with Christopher Nolan's Batman. She was in the very first movie. And apparently,
I have a message.
Is it from Malik?
No, it's from Matt.
Oh.
Forgot all about it. Working on a final for a class. I'm sorry I missed it. Tell the listeners not that.
Thank you, Matt.
Well.
And we are out of time. Thank you for listening to I Plead the First with your amazing host, Shannon Devlin.
The overdramatic Shannon Devlin, I must add.
And Sierra Adams.
I say my name, Sierra Adams. That's the only part I say.
The light bow!
Woo!
Hey!
Love you.
You suck. Bye, y'all.